Paper Clothes for the Dead is on page 99. It's also quite stunning.
Yeah.
99 in this book.
Yeah.
Is that book available, the this book in Chinese? Can you find it on eBooks?
I'm afraid it's probably out of print. It's by Tang Shan Publisher in Taipei. The work was, as you comment, it came out very quickly. It's also because that year, 2005, I was invited to Taipei International Poetry Festival. So I'm from mainland China and never been to Taiwan before 2005. So I was really honored to be invited there to Taiwan as American poets. And maybe as Chinese, but anyway, so I was there. And so I thought, well, maybe is it possible, because all my book published in overseas or in China, I said maybe it's, if it's possible, publishing in Taiwan. So the organizer Hong Hong, a very influential poet in Chinese poetry circle, approached a Taiwan publisher, Tang Shan, which is always published poetries, a very small publisher. They said sure, and the editor was really taken by the manuscript. He set everything up. At that time was pre-internet, and was kind of a difficult. Well, I guess there were emails, but was not as convenient, and set the whole text in very quickly before the festival. So that book came out that way. And Taiwan, as people know, is very much of a maintain the tradition of Chinese traditional way. I think they have claimed to have better preserved the Chinese culture than the mainland China. And and then this book was published in complex Chinese characters in Taiwan, as all books are. So I thought it just fitting for this book is particularly, yeah. So I don't know if it still can be found on Bolaike, one of the distributors there, which is possible, yeah. But I only has two copies left.
And one of them's going to your ancestors before long.
I know. I want to make sure that I have a copy. Unless someone wants to redo the prints, it's probably going to be gone. Yeah, like a lot of things. So you want me to read this paper clothes for the dead, talking about going through fires. But before the fire, you have paper folded materials. 纸扎, 金山, 银山, 还有其他很多。 坐着蹦蹦车从县城下乡, 这些多彩的幸福憧憬闪亮, 并给沿间抹上一纸喜气, 仙桃鲜花, 挑罗紫和白相间, 让我想起北海的藤萝, 迷惑过少年的心, 再迷惑前面的小鬼, 有这样一条危险的路, 小鬼挡路, 等着他们, 所以需要如此亮丽的风景, 鲜花如云, 鲜果遍地, 德行的高帆, 白纸黑字, 金山, 银山, 山下宫阙, 端正, 永恒, 闭眼金嘴的仙鹤, 要去哪, 要去哪, 去哪, 摘星星, 捧月亮, 飞向不穿衣服的太阳, 结实的翅膀, 纸翅膀, 骨灰的分量, 抵得上这支记账的笔, 夹在大哥耳后, 先下蹦蹦车, 摆进灵棚, 风吹黄土, 吹动鲜花, 无法想象的幸福, 贴紧这些红花绿叶, 折磨我, 是一种安慰, 是小时候你讲的故事, 不再长毛毛虫, 院里的大柳树锯了, 杏树锯了, 一夜昙花，却又有磨不完的豆浆。一屋邻居，像现在我们围在供桌旁，摸摸这儿，动动那儿，有礼貌地想你，说着吉利话。你的婚事，奶奶就不管了。耳坠叮咚，袖口三层绣花，找个老家人，就能让我守在旁边。都经过，生或者死，包括在你腮边亲香，像起起落落的124太极拳，我们学了忘，忘了学，礼义春秋，堆满，挂满，美文美字，飘呀飘，不会下雪吧？不会下雪吧？
Paper clothes for the dead. It is so cold. Take out gloves, take out coats, gloves, sweaters from the luggage, put all on the shirts.
Oh, actually we are reading a different poem.
I was going to say.
Yeah, it's a different poem.
Which poem did you read?
Paper Fold. It's the poem right after the warming the tomb. Yeah, it's also paper fold. It's I can't believe the two. Yeah, paper crafts.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll start again. Paper craft, gold mountain, silver mountain, with many others. A moped with a trailer, a road out of town into the country. These multicolored hopes for happiness shine. These handiworks of jubilation, offered to the realm of the dead, even light up the young world. Celestial peach, celestial flower, a paper net with purple and white streamers. They remind me of the wisteria umbra in a Beihai park. They bewilder the youth, oh so romantic. They bewilder the small devils out for mischief as souls make their way to the next world. It's a dangerous road. Souls need bright colored scenes to bamboozle the small devils blocking the way. The souls need flowers like clouds, those heavenly fruits covering the land, high, fluttering virtue, white paper, black characters, gold mountain, silver mountain, the palace at the base, solemn and eternal, not a bit like the bungalows in the mixed family compound. Heavenly blue-eyed, gold-beaked crane, where are you going? To harvest stars, to cup the moon, to fly naked to the naked sun? Strong wings, paper wings, what instrument can assess these ashes? The pen tucked behind the ear of elder brother. The moped slows. The sculpted paper is moved into the spirit tent. Wind blow over the yellow earth. Sway the celestial flowers. Stick close to me, you red petals, green leaves. An unimaginable happiness tortures one who has yet to compose a kind of consolation like the story you told me when I was young. The big willow in the yard cut down, the apricot tree cut down, the grapevine, only a decade old, cut down. What's left of my rough childhood? A few hairy caterpillars. Tanhua, broad-leaved. Epiphyllum, only you persist. And Grandma, you dreamed of two ephemeral blossoms, concluding that your grandson and granddaughter would win a place at the university. One night's ephemeral blossom, Tanhua, and now the endless grinding of soybeans. Neighbors fill the room then, like now we surround the altar. Touch here, move things there, politely thinking of you, using only good words, remembering your oracular admonishments. Grandma's not going to arrange your marriage. Gentle click of earrings, three-ply sleeves, embroidered trim. Look for a hometown man, one who presumably will stick by my side. All things pass through life and death, like the scent on your cheek, like the up, up, down, down, the 124 movements of shadow boxing, learned, forgotten now, learned again. Ritual, divination, history, write them out, unfurl them on high, and everywhere, the old glorifying texts, the beautiful, glorious words, they flutter, they float in the air. Is it about to snow?
Is it about to snow?
You know, snow in a dream book I have at the house, it's a book that has as many images as you can possibly imagine. And I don't know the exact, I'm paraphrasing what they say in this book about snow, but it's about a spirit, some kind of spiritual occasion, which is interesting.
Mm. Yeah, and that particular snow in the poems is, of course, it's big middle of the winter of, I would say this, probably October, no, what do you call this? November, so it was quite cold in the mountain and overcast, and then all these kind of banners, it's black ink on white paper, a lot of them fluttering around. You feel there's snow might be there, and almost like people, I'm not sure about the snow you're mentioning, but it feels that there are some celestial beings up there sending messages, and in a way that is so unusual in this world,
right.
Beautiful.